This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Anchor by Spotify. And if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. No specialty training or equipment needed. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast worldwide on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, like I've been saying, Anchor is totally free. It's free. Download the Anchor app today or go to anchor.fm to get started and make your podcast dreams a reality. That's anchor.fm. What are you waiting for? Download the app. This is Red Light, Green Light 123 with D and Z. Here are your hosts, D and Z. Welcome to this week's episode of Red Light, Green Light 123 with D and Z. I am Z, and here's how it goes. D and I will give you our 1-2-3 top fantasy sits or red lights and our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts or green lights. We're going to start with the red lights first. Who are your top three fantasy sits this week, D?
Well, first off, I'm going to sit Matt Stafford. Right now he's in concussion protocol. Doesn't look he's going to play. Wolford's in line to start, but even if Matt Stafford plays, I do not trust him. And some people might have him as their actual fantasy quarterback. My advice would be to go out there and get a Mariota, get even a Davis Mills, PJ Walker playing tomorrow night. I do not trust Matthew Stafford. Number two, Brady in Germany. I mean, he's a creature of habit, and he does not usually fly to Germany, so I'm not taking Brady this week.
And he hasn't been there in a while.
And to mix it up a little bit, Aaron Jones, I just don't see good things happening for him against Dallas. He's got a bit of an ankle injury. That game's going to get out of hand probably pretty quickly.
All right. So for me, the UCL injury scares me off of Josh Allen. I have to sit Josh Allen this week. I really don't think.
If he even plays. I don't even know if he's going to play. Which is crazy.
I would err on the side of caution, and I would pick up a reserve. I would pick up a quarterback. If there was a waiver wire pickup, I would try and get him in. We'll talk about possibilities of waiver wire pickups, but at this point, you can't risk it. So he is one of my top sits this week. Another red light for me, I really don't like Kareem Hunt or Nick Chubb against the Dolphins defense. Especially now that Bradley Chubb is there. It's going to be the Chubb off. So I really don't think the Browns skill position players at all are going to get much going against the Dolphins defense. So that is not going to be, that's not going to be a good play. And you could just sit every Colt and Raider you have. That might be the easiest thing for me, but I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers. Sit Aaron Rodgers against the Cowboys. Trayvon Diggs.
Aaron Rodgers.
That's pretty extreme, but whatever. Trayvon Diggs is waiting for him. That Cowboys defense is good. The Packers wide receivers are not. So yeah, another tough one for Mr. Rodgers in his neighborhood.
Seems like he needs Devontae, and Devontae needs him.
How about that? It's funny how that works out. They were trying, if you believe the article, they were thinking about trading for Darren Waller. So the Packers were going to get Darren Waller, but that fell through. Of course it fell through.
But they're a much better team with Darren Waller instead of having Devontae Adams. Well played.
I mean, it would be nice if they had both.
If they had both, they might be in contention right now. But those are our top red lights. Who are your top green lights?
My first one's going to be Justin Fields. He's actually the number one fantasy quarterback since week six. He will do what Aaron Rodgers failed to do against the Lions. So I'm going with Justin Fields. Number two, I'm going to go to the contrary with you. I'm actually going to take the Raiders defense against that terrible Colts team. I don't think Jeff Saturday is going to be able to design an in route that's going to work against this team. So take your chances. If you need a waiver wire pickup, roll your dice with the Raiders defense. And number three might surprise you. It's actually going to be Zeke Elliott. I just think his MC, I just think that he's going to do some work, probably some goal line work against the Packers.
All fair. All very fair. I gotta say, against the Bills, the Vikings are a hot play, right? They're very deep, and they are loaded for bear. I'm gonna go with TJ Hockenson. I think he's gonna give you that Kyle Rudolph type game, 85 yards and a touchdown, and I think he's going to be near the top of tight ends performance this weekend. Number two, take the Dolphins D against the Browns. I already said Hunt and Chubb, they're sits for me. But the Dolphins, that defense plays, and that defense is going to get after Jacoby Brissett. That defense is going to give some fits. And my number three green light of the week, Jalen Hurts. As a Giants fan, it pains me to say this. He's a stud. Jalen Hurts is a stud at quarterback, you know? And he is going to throw the ball all over the yard against the Commanders, who are just not top flight. And the Eagles are going to fly all over them with Hurts leading the way. But those are ours. What are yours? Hit us up at faderoutemail@gmail.com or slide in those DMs on IG @faderoutepodcast or drop us a line on Twitter @faderoutednz. But it's time for us to run the go route again. We'll talk to you next week. Want to get on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter @faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us in, crowd.